We're doing Pirkei Avot, Rav, the fourth chapter, the 21st Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar HaKapar had taught us, Hakina'ah, jealousy, Vatava, and desire, Vakavod, and honor, Motzi'in et Adam min Olam, they remove man from the world. And last week we had described the different types of jealousy, that jealousy can be channeled to positive things, to spurn us to accomplish. And he had said we should aspire to outgrow that level, but that generally we need that. We do need that competition. We do need a certain drive in order to grow. He said jealousy can be the most destructive thing, but it can also be a very productive thing. Even when it is productive, it's not the ideal way we want to grow, but it is a necessary evil. Ve'atava. The second thing Rabbi Elazar HaKapar taught us was that desire causes one to be removed from the world. Hitchila lechol ha'peulot v'ha'maasim. Rabbi Yonah says, the first thing that happens in your life is desire. Before you act, before you accomplish, ve'gam kodemet la'machshava, and it also precedes your thought. The first thing we experience is our desire. We sense that. It's alive. We begin with desiring something and then we start thinking, how do I accomplish it? So Rabbi Yonah says, desire is the most elementary part of life. You have to have desire. If a person is lethargic, a person's depressed, they don't get out of bed. So their whole life comes to a standstill. Rabbi Yonah says, step one in life is desire. V'yesh bekol ha'tavot ra'a rabba. En tzich lomar tavat ha'yetzer al averot. He says, desires have within them something that's, he uses the word, very bad. We don't have to discuss desires for transgressions. Kafilu tavat mishkam anashim harbek b'motar ra'a gdola. Says even if a person wants to have intimacy often, so if it's in excess, if it's more than the balanced amount the person should have, that's also very bad. And about this King Solomon said, peace be upon him, Al titen lanashim chilecha. Don't give your valor, don't give your strength to woman. It's interesting that he attributes this to Shlomo, because this is in the finishing chapter of Mishlei. And in the concluding chapter of Mishlei, so it begins, Divrei Lemuel Melech. So says the king Lemuel, that's a nickname for Shlomo, Hamasa Asher Yisirato Imo. The following is the rebuke his mother gave him. Maberi, umabarbitni, umetzu yeladai. He says, my mother said to me, what's this son of mine? Our sages say, she took Shlomo HaMelech, bent him over a post, and started beating him. I said, what kind of boy are you? How are you behaving?
While he was the king.
Seems while he was the king. And then she says to him, she gives him over the head. She says, Al titen nanashim chaylecha. Don't give your strength to women, his mother's telling him. So it's interesting that Rabbi Yonah says, as King Solomon taught us. Well, I guess he quoted his mother, right? He quoted his mother in Mishlei. So that's, he attributes it to Shlomo. Yes?
This is not so much of a question on the Mishnah, the meaning of the Mishnah, but on the story that you just brought. Would Shlomo's mother beat him while he's the king? I'm assuming in front of people.
Nah. Why would you assume in front of people? Of course not in front of people.
How do we know?
Now that's a question about everything. Maybe Shlomo taught us.
Okay, so then I guess it, public embarrassment isn't part of the equation. I was going to equate it. How is that any better than what Michal did to David and she gets punished for it, whereas... Yeah, but I guess public embarrassment wasn't a factor in this.
Uh-huh.
She got punished.
Yes, sir. The story is more, his father being, saying, with all your wisdom, there are certain physical desires, certain desires that can wipe you out, and you spend all your time just thinking about chasing, and that's a desire that's, you know, in a certain sense, insatiable. The more you let it go, the more you want. Some people have that in one, two. You know, we never know. But I see the history of life of great people in high positions, you know, and many times who get this, so his mother is saying, you know,
well, the rebuke seems to revolve around the weaknesses of the wealthy and powerful. She says, don't give your strength to women. Don't give your strength to wine.
Because they can get away with it.
Right.
It's not that other people don't have it. You know, Bill Clinton was a 400-pound guy working a sausage plant in Arkansas. He wouldn't be having these issues that he had, let's say. So he might have the desire, but it's only... Well, you can get away with it, and then you're
right,
seemingly so.
Yeah. In Mishlei, it is a little interesting that he talks a lot about how bad a bad woman is, and it seems like some of his wives were not bad, but women.
Seems, yeah.
He had like 3,000 sishon. I'm sure some of them.
Uchmo chen arbot ha'tava b'machal b'mashkei b'motarin gam ze ra'a. And similarly, says Rabbeinu Yonah, when a person indulges in eating and drinking in excess, it's also bad. And as the scientists tell us, even the light, healthy fruits, if you eat too much of them, they also harm a person. Even the healthiest food, taken in excess, it's harmful. That's what they said in Tractate Psachim, al targil atzmecha lechol avazin velibicha redof alecha. Don't be accustomed to eating ducks. I guess ducks was considered healthy in their days. Maybe it's healthy today too, I don't know. Keep your heart upon you. Maintain your balance. Vishlosha dvarim drachim yesh b'tava leroa kmo bakina. He says, just as when we described jealousy, we broke it down to three paths, and they're all problematic, so too here. Harishon, first type of desire, Hamitaveh shelo yeh osher v'chokhma l'shum adam v'sheyu lo, person who desires that only he will have wealth and wisdom, v'avon asher chata. So that, he says, that's transgression number one. V'asheni, the second type, Mitaveh le'osher v'chokhma, that's a person who desires wealth and wisdom. V'im yesh la'acherim tov ha'davar be'inav, ach she'yeh lo yoter mehem litgadel aleihem. Says, other people can have, I should just have more. And gam b'zeh ra'a rabba. That's also pretty bad, says Rabbeinu Yonah. V'ashlishi yesh tova me'at, pirotu ki yesh lechaverav chokhma ve'osher mitaveh liyot gamu kmotam. Third type is, he sees his friends are wise and wealthy, and he wants to be like them.